Louis Black, Solid Waste Director. We're here this morning to talk about our zone boundary and collection day change for our solid waste customers. And with me this morning to go through the presentation, to the far left is Steve Petrakowski. Steve's our collections administrator. He's going to be covering the operations side of the presentation. And then I've got also Tara Cunha, who's our fiscal analyst. Tara's going to be covering the fiscal impact and our outreach efforts. With that, I'll turn it over to Steve.
Vice Mayor and City Council, appreciate the opportunity to come before you and present our proposed operational changes. I wanted to start with a little history on how we're currently set up and how we collect all of our containerized material to collect recyclables, solid waste, and green waste, containerized green waste. Currently, we're on a Monday through Saturday collection schedule. It's a six-day collection scheme. We separate the city into three zones, which we'll actually show you a map on how the city is absolutely set up at this time. And the last boundary change that we actually implemented was back in 2006. And a boundary change is generally driven by growth or lack of growth. Tara? As you can see from this map, we're set up into three collection zones. The west side of the city is Zone 1, central portion of the city is Zone 2, and eastern portion of the city is Zone 3. And Zone 1 is collected currently on Monday and Thursday. Zone 2 is collected currently on Tuesday, Fridays, and Zone 3 is collected currently on Wednesday, Saturdays. The three things that are basically driving this boundary change is, number one, efficiency, and all these things play into our efficiency as a whole, as a department. It's going to allow us, we currently have, because growth has happened and we haven't had a boundary change since 2006, we need to balance our trucks. If we have the same number of trucks that go out on a daily basis, it makes us, you know, more efficient. It makes our spare ratio that we have to keep in our fleet more efficient. And right now in one zone, we operate at our peak time, operate 35 trucks a day, and in another zone, we operate 33 trucks a day. So we want to balance the number of residents within each zone so we can optimize our fleet and operate 34 trucks on a daily basis. The second thing that we want to affect through this change is we want to take advantage of the less traffic congestion on the west side of the city on a Saturday collection. Currently on the east side of the city, our disposal sites are only 9 miles round trip to our collection areas. But on the west side of the city, our disposal site, which is Salt River Landfill, is approximately 24 miles round trip to our collection areas. So what it would allow us to do on Saturdays, it would allow us to maximize, put more residents on that Monday or on the Wednesday-Saturday collection, which is now currently Monday-Thursday. It allows us to move around a little bit more freely, and it basically decreases our idle time, and it gives us a little bit of savings in our miles per gallon, and it allows us to collect a little bit larger routes a little bit more quickly because we don't have to wait in traffic. And the last thing is we currently utilize two field mechanics through fleet maintenance on Saturday, and fleet doesn't staff the shop on the east side on Saturday. So right now, solid waste management is shouldering the cost of those two mechanics. Councilwoman Higgins?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. So the east side shop, if we're operating on Saturday on the east side, we have to have these field mechanics if our trucks break down to come out and get our trucks back on the road. So if we move the Wednesday-Saturday collection to the west side, it allows the shop to be a little bit more efficient. When our trucks, number one, they have the infrastructure to work on our trucks in the shop. They don't have to put all the materials on a truck and go on a road call. So it allows them to work on other departments' vehicles also. So the solid waste department would have a savings from that because it can maximize the efficiency of the two mechanics that have to be staffed there on Saturday. But it will allow them to work on other department vehicles on that Saturday also when they have downtime, when they're not responding to road calls and solid waste. As you can see from this map, the proposed boundary change in Zone 1 will affect approximately 36,000 residents. And again, the collection days will be changing Monday, Thursday to Wednesday, Saturday. Okay. And then in Zone 3, it'll affect approximately 43,000 residents. And those collection days will be, the effect will be changing from Wednesday, Saturday to Monday, Thursday collection. And then in Zone 2 is the least affected zone at this point in time. And what we're doing on the west portion of the city, the crosshatch area there on the western portion of the city, it encompasses approximately about 1,096 residents. And they will actually be going from the collection zone 2 to collection zone 1. And then on the eastern portion of that zone, they will be going from 3 to 2. And that's going to affect approximately 383 residents or residential households. Sure. With that,
I'll turn it over to Tara to talk a little bit about the fiscal savings and what we're going to affect through this change.
Good morning, Vice Mayor and Council members. Excuse me. I'm Tara Acuna. I'm the fiscal analyst. I want to talk to you a little bit today about the resident notification, our outreach efforts, and the fiscal impact that this is going to bring to the city. The proposed change is to begin on October 3rd, 2011. Initially, we're going to send out two postcards. One will be 3 weeks prior to the change, and then the second reminder postcard will go out a week before the change. We're working with neighborhood services currently to contact all of the city's homeowners associations and ask that they put some kind of publication in their newsletter or some other means of giving the information to their residents. Here's a sample postcard that we would send out initially. You can see the beginning date, the effective date of the change, the changes, and then also a little reminder that you need to have your barrel out by 6 a.m. At the bottom of the postcard, you can see that it points to our city website. We're hoping to have some kind of a visual, a picture, or a flashing sign of some type to guide residents directly to our page where they can find all of the information that they would need. You're probably wondering how we're going to notify 80,000 residents in a timely manner. We're going to take every opportunity that we can think of to contact them. We're going to utilize OpenLine as well as social media outlets, including the city's Facebook page. We'll do a press release, which will feed into Twitter. And also, like I mentioned, the city website as well as the solid waste page. We're currently working with business services to establish an option on the phone tree to go directly to solid waste so that they can talk to a solid waste professional, be it a foreman or an inspector, and get all the information and questions answered that they may have. We're also going to take two half-page ads in the Arizona Republic in the Mesa section, and there'll be a utility bill message. Any missed barrels will be collected at no cost to the customer for the first 2 weeks. This will give an opportunity for our inspectors to actually make some face-to-face contact with some of our customers where they can inform them of anything that they may have missed and let them know what their new scheduled days will be, as well as any additional information, any questions they have about solid waste, and maybe even some recycling materials for them.
On that point, is there, I mean, obviously, do you put a little sticker on the barrel that you picked up and say, hey, we picked it up this week? You know, when you get that sticker when your kid accidentally puts the bag of whatever in the green barrel and you get a sticker that says, hey, you know, you messed up. Are you going to do something like that? Because chances are you put the barrel on the street, you're not home. Are you actually getting out of the car, knocking on the door? Is that the plan?
Mm-hmm. Vice Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, if the resident isn't at home and they've contacted us and given us some kind of notification that their barrel wasn't collected, we'll provide some kind of a written information to them if they're not home or do the face-to-face contact.
So,
and then also either via email or on the
telephone. So it's not an automatic you're running down the street that day. They would have to call you if they left their barrel. Got it. I didn't get that. Okay. Great. Thanks.
I wanted to give you a little bit of specifics on the fiscal impact that we're expecting. Our anticipated cost for the outreach is about $45,000. The anticipated savings include the mechanics that Steve spoke of that would no longer be roving or in the field and solely working for solid waste. They'd be able to work in a service center and work on all city vehicles. So that would be a slight savings to our department, but not the city as a whole. Also, the miles per gallon would be impacted if Saturdays were shifted to the west side. It would enable our operators to travel to and from the landfill with less stopping time, less idle time, less traffic, and that would give us a little bit of personnel cost and fuel savings. We're thinking a conservative estimate of about $5,000 a year. Most importantly, we have this change would enable us to eliminate one truck, which is up for replacement in the fiscal year 12-13. The truck replacement is $270,000, so that would be realized that year, and then every 7 years thereafter because we have a 7-year replacement schedule. So in summary, all zones and districts will be impacted by this change, and our goal is to maximize efficiency for the entire city. We'll be sending out two postcard notifications as well as all of the other outreach efforts that I've mentioned. The change will be effective October 3rd, and we're coordinating with Fleet Service and Neighborhood Services. Overall, our intention is to keep the cost per home below our benchmark, saving the city money and all of our residents' money.
So we're looking at about little more than $40,000 a year in annual savings between the idle decrease and the truck acquisition costs, conservatively. That's good. Chris, I don't know about you, but I think it's easier to get the kids to push the barrels down on a weekday than it is on a Saturday. So we actually might turn out to be all right on this. This is, and then Saturday you get to want to sleep in a little bit. And
yeah, run.
Sorry, Dave.
The good news for me is the truck always goes on the opposite side of the block before I have, so I hear it, I can jump out of bed and look at it.
And was it that way before you moved in?
It was. Just wanted to thank you guys for the work that you do. Ever since I've been in here, just heard nothing but great things about solid waste and the service that's provided. And the fact that you're really, squeezing down, trying to find every dollar means a lot to me, and I know other city employees and the citizens of Mesa. So I really appreciate all that work, and you're setting a great example. So thanks.
Well, because people are always talking trash about solid waste. I tried not to say it, but I had to. I just had to. Dave, got anything, sir? You have a concern?
We have mature landscaping on the west side, and I'm just trying to, we use the green barrels. Is the utilization of the green barrels higher on the west side than it is in other parts of the city? What's the data say?
Vice Mayor, Councilmember Richens, actually in the center of town, Zone 2 is probably our highest green waste area for use. The east side's the lowest. I think we have a maximum of 4 routes per collection day on the east side of town, and the Zone 1 would be the second one after Zone 2 as being the most popular.
Yeah, I think it would be fine.
Okay. It's whenever we city makes changes like this, to particularly to solid waste, and they're pretty big changes, east and west side, it can be inconvenient, but it sounds like we're going to address those issues, and for a minor inconvenience, we're going to be saving some money. So finding these efficiencies is very important in government. And there's an environmental benefit, too, by reducing that idle time. So I think it's good work. Anything else?
No, that's I think it's great that even though you have this big working machine that's been working great for years, you're still looking to tweak it to have some cost savings. So I think it's a great job. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else on that one? Acknowledge receipt of minutes in various boards and committees. Do I have a motion? Motion from Councilmember Finder, second from Councilwoman Higgins. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Here are reports on meetings or conferences attended. Councilwoman Higgins.
Yes, I had the opportunity to go to a kickoff event at Humana Guidance Center in Mesa, where figure skating great Peggy Fleming was there. It was very exciting. But today is the kickoff in Houston of the Senior National Games. And a lot of us in the room, I'm the only one here, I think, but there's a couple. 50 and over, we have a Mesa resident who's 87 years old who runs the 100, the 200, and the 400. He was there. Very exciting. So Humana is all about, health and wellness and so Peggy Fleming has been traveling the country also with Humana doing these little events, and it was very exciting to see one of those great champions that you've seen on TV forever in person. So it was very nice. And I got to brag about all of our great sporting venues, the new pools and the programs and Red Mountain Multi-Gen, in case anyone forgot that it's out there. So it was a good time, good opportunity.
Gentlemen, nothing? Okay, Mr. Brady.
Yes, Vice Mayor and Council members, just a reminder, we have an Audit and Finance Committee meeting after this study session. And then today, and I noticed bright and early this morning on the TV, we were talking about and celebrating Mesa Parks and Recreation's 75 years of service to the community. We're having an event today at 6 p.m. in Pioneer Park, so invite the community out to this event. It's for the entire family. There'll be rides and games, and Radio Disney will be there. Our next council meeting will be on Monday, June 27th.
Very good. Any items from citizens present? Nothing? I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session. A motion from Councilwoman Higgins, a second from Councilmember Finner. All in favor?
Aye.
And we are in e-session.